From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Is it ancient history or a living legacy? That's one big question when it comes to looking at America's history of slavery. This week, the U.S. Congress issued a formal apology to African Americans for slavery and Jim Crow segregation. The head of the Congressional Black Caucus, Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick, called the resolution a milestone. Democratic Congressman Stephen Cohen introduced the resolution last year. He represents Tennessee's 9th Congressional District, which includes the city of Memphis. And while he is white, the majority of his constituents are black. I spoke with him about the measure's importance and what action could follow. Representative Cohen, it is great to talk to you. How are you?
Good. Very good, thank you.
So what was the impetus for you putting together this resolution?
I wrote a letter to President Clinton back in 1997 when he talked about having a discussion about race throughout this country, and he talked about an apology for slavery that he thought the country should make, and that indeed we should have and he should have, but I wrote him and suggested it should be for Jim Crow laws as well as slavery, because there were vestiges that continue from that, and there are people that remember Jim Crow, as he did and I did growing up and seeing things, but there are African Americans who suffered from it. And I was going through my papers. I started to Congress to give them the University of Memphis Library. I came across that letter. And the president is a friend of mine, but I never got a response to that letter. And I thought, I don't need a response from the president now. I'm a congressman. I can do it myself.
You are not African-American, but you represent a majority black district that includes Memphis. And has anyone from the district or did anyone from the district actually talk to you about this beforehand and say this is something we want from you as our representative?
No, it wasn't something people sought out, but it's something people have been pleased that I did. And it was it more came from me and from my soul, thinking it was a good thing to do for the country and something that should appropriately be done. Ben Hooks is a friend and a Memphian, and he was quoted in the Memphis paper today at how he felt it was a good thing that the nation finally recognized officially the inhumanity of slavery and the Jim Crow laws and what this nation had done to African Americans over the years. And I find that a lot of people have felt that way. The NAACP supported it, and of course all the members of the CBC were co-sponsors.
What importance do you think it is to white Americans, Southern, Northern, Eastern, Western, that this resolution has passed and this apology has been made?
You know, it's hard for me to say it, but my hope is it'll start people to open their minds and their hearts to the issue, to thinking about history and what's occurred in history and the ramifications of it. And if they do that, I think they'll understand that there's a reason why so many African Americans are in the inner city, aren't doing well financially, and they haven't had good educations, they haven't had good job opportunities, they haven't had good job skills. Some African Americans have prospered, but many haven't. And I think there needs to be a massive influx of federal dollars to inner cities to help with job training, to help with infrastructure, to help with health care and education.
How are you doing in Memphis? And I bring that up because one of the arguments on our radio show yesterday was that Congress should be fixing the economic problems of the country and not focusing on something like this. So, first of all, what do you make of that argument, that this is just not that important? And secondly, how are you guys doing in your district?
Well, first of all, I think it is important, and I think it to raise people's consciousness is a part of how legislation occurs. If you don't raise the consciousness of your fellow members and your people and your nation, you'll never be able to achieve good social legislation, which I think we need, and part of it is raising that consciousness. Now, as far as concentrating on this issue, no, there are lots of issues that you concentrate on, and those are people, in my opinion, who don't know about the legislative process. You work on energy prices, you work on Pell Grants, you work on college scholarships, you work on health care, you work on justice, crime. They're all kind of issues you work on all at the same time. Depending on what committee you're on, you have more or less influence. But you can have resolutions such as this that you work on, and nobody is a one-trick pony.
Now, do you think that there is a case for reparations that members of Congress should take seriously? There are people like Charles Ogletree at Harvard working on it. There are individual lawyers. Do you think that we will reach a day when Congress will be asked to deliberate on the issue of reparations?
Charles Ogletree testified before our Judiciary Committee on the Atlantic slave trade, and on the issue of reparations, he said he doesn't know how a study would come out because it hasn't taken place. But if it does, he would expect it would come out in programs that help all people who've been left behind economically, with health care, with job training, and with education, and wouldn't think it'd be centered only on African Americans.
That was Democratic Representative Stephen Cohen from Tennessee's 9th District. The bill he sponsored could set off a chain of conversations not only about slavery, but about whether there should be financial reparations. To give us some perspective on the broader issues, we spoke to John Hope Franklin. The 93-year-old historian is professor emeritus at Duke University. He's authored pioneering books on the Black American experience, including From Slavery to Freedom and the Emancipation Proclamation. So you were born in 1915, not much more than half a century after the abolition of slavery. So how do you situate this resolution from your perspective as someone who has seen so much of African-American history? How important is it?
This gesture, and that's all it is, a gesture, is relatively unimportant and inconsequential.
Why do you think that?
I think that because after 300 years of exploitation, after 300 years of building up a nation to be the richest in the world, the only thing that the legislature, both at the state level and at the federal level, can say is, "We're sorry." I would think that that's not enough.
What would be enough?
All it would say, all that's been done to these people all these years. I'm not asking for a Cadillac or anything like that. I'm not asking even for any individual awards, as it were. I'm asking that the people of the United States who were not slaves and were not descendants of slaves to see the enormous disservice that they have done to these former slaves by simply saying, "I'm sorry." They need to do a little more than that, particularly in view of the fact that the health condition among African Americans is below the normal. The financial condition of African Americans is below normal. The educational opportunities of African Americans is below normal. In addition to saying you're sorry, you ought at least to be willing to shore up and strengthen this group of people so that they can enjoy the blessings of liberty and independence for which they fought and for which they still get only a pittance.
So what would it take to make that happen? What are you really, if you were to construct?
I would do something about the health situation. I would do something about home ownership. You know, you could spend a century just ticking off and identifying these areas and setting up programs to do something about it.
Since both private companies and government, branches of government were involved in benefiting from slavery, do you think that both private companies, which some lawyers have pursued, and government should be involved in some form of, I don't know, whether or not you call it reparations, some form of paying for the initiatives that you talk about?
I'm not suggesting that individuals do it. These large corporations that are the direct beneficiaries certainly ought to look at their exchequer and their resources and be willing to do something about the way in which they've been able to build it up as a direct result of what the blacks have been doing all these years. The American people ought to be willing to go at least a half mile or some distance in reestablishing and redistributing wealth through special taxation and through other kinds of efforts that might be carried on by the federal government and by the various state governments. It's very convenient and very easy to whine that you're sorry when you're counting your billions, your trillions. It's easy to say, I'm sorry. And if that's the end of it, I'm sorry.
Well, Professor Franklin, it's been an honor to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
John Hope Franklin is professor emeritus at Duke University and author of many books, among them From Slavery to Freedom, A History of African Americans.